you'll have something else formed in you. You know, a deformed creature. Not the Lord from heaven. You believed, you were sealed. No sense of it, because of believing, and then came sealing. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of promise. You were sealed. You know, that is a... Now, that is to... Remember, the Old Testament, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean like, no, you can't... Now you're saved for sure. But what it is, it's a stamp. You know, it's a stamp with a sign. It's like they used to take a ring and they'd press it in wax, and it's like a sign on them. You know, it's a seal. Because it's not like, okay, well, that's enough. See, we need to just believe, and then we get sealed with that, and then we're... It's like we've been weatherproofed, you know. Thompson's seal and wax. Wax and seal, whatever. We're sealed. Fire, you know, it's like... Fire as hell can't touch me now. Think again. Add to your faith virtue. Add to. And I know some people, that's blasphemy, but you know what? That's the truth. And not that you add, but he prefaces that add to that with, he hath given us all things in Christ Jesus to obtain, you know, into the end that we might be partakers of the divine nature. His divine power hath provided us so that we could do all these things. And how do we do them? We do them by faith. Meaning we believe God and he performs his word. That's what faith is to me. We believe God, and he performs his word. And then, because unrealized faith is sort of like, you're just a dupe. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If that doesn't actually happen, then Jesus is just a vain talker, a jangler. And he says, I'll make you free, but you're still going to be in bondage to sin. And sin's going to have dominion over you for your entire life. But technically speaking, you'll be free. So you'll be free theoretically, but not indeed. That spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. Earnest is, it means a pledge, like a down payment on property. Like they have when I went to buy a house, it was, you provide earnest money. It means you're serious about buying the property. Well, when God gives you the Spirit, it's like he's saying, I'm serious about buying you. Right? And it's sort of the down payment on our inheritance. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. He purchased us. And though he redeemed us, past tense, you notice it's like we're still waiting for the redemption. As Paul once says, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. That means, you know, that is the ultimate, you know, the redemption we're looking for is our bodies should be redeemed. We got to be raised, because we got to be just like Jesus. We don't know what we're going to be, John says, but we know we're going to be like him. In a raised body, spirit hath not flesh and blood, as you see I do. Flesh and blood doth not inherit the kingdom of God, but you are not in the flesh. Which ones do you take spiritually? Which one do you take figuratively? Well, keep on going. If you will inquire, acquire again. Come and see. The day cometh, and also the night. Do you really want to know? Well, then inquire again. Come. To the praise of his glory. To the praise of his glory. To the praise of his glory. His glory is worthy of our praise. Verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he hath wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the one that is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all to the church, over all things to which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Think about this. I heard about you. I was excited. I prayed. I remember you always in my prayers. My brethren, I always remember you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, I think it was Jesus thought not to be robbery to be equal with God. We call him God. My Lord and my God, said Thomas, right? And then our God has a God, the God of our Lord. I love that. And the Father himself says, the Lord said unto my Lord, and it also said this, thy throne, O God. So the Father calls the Son God too. O God. Not a God, but God. May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Revelation, apocalypsis, like the word book of Revelation. I remember I used to like to call my project on the book of Revelation the disclosure of Jesus Christ. Because that's what it means. It means to disclose. To reveal. To open. And show. To make known. And all, but I mean, that's the idea, is the idea of revelation in the knowledge of him. Because the knowledge of him, that's whereby the gospel is understood. I like this. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Enlightened is literally photizo. That's like photons, light. That's a really good translation of that word. That you may know what is the hope of his calling. I think I discussed hope before, but the Greek word hope, elpizo, it means expectation. It's not like we almost don't, our word hope doesn't really fit, because we say, I really hope that I'm going to, and we don't necessarily mean, what we mean is we have a lot of positive feelings and we're hopeful. We know it's a possibility it won't be, but there's always, in fact, when we speak of hope in English, we almost